7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Oh, squawkity squawk to you too. Okay, here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC. And that means, of course, that you are listening to another very exciting episode of The Dubious Birds Are Yapping Their Heads Off Over Their Committee. Oh, yeah. The hell's going on in here? We got birds arguing or complaining about something. What do birds complain about? Other birds. Big ones. The kind that will eat them if given the opportunity. Hey, is that a red golf ball down there? I think I see a red golf ball that I can't get into because it's in the big ravine under a tree that has fallen over. Do I want that red golf ball? Yeah, okay, so what does it all mean? It means we're down in the creek today. And we're down in the creek because I've just been driving around for 20 minutes trying to find a place where we can get out of the wind. Once again, it's not windy at my house. No, not at all. And this has something to do with the geography, the lay of the land. But as soon as you get either up the hill or down the hill, boom, forget it. It's wind time. So I thought, okay, I guess we're going to the creek today just because there's nowhere else to go. And there's a lot of leaves down. There's a lot of yellow leaves on the ground. It's another lovely day, but it's going to get hot. It got a little hot yesterday. It was 84 degrees American. And it's true that I was out in the sun for a little bit too long yesterday. Ugh. So I kind of had a little bit of a problem last night. And now I'm all just kind of glow. The way I get glow sometimes. You know how it is. And I'm looking for a way to get into there to get that red ball that's hiding under that tree. And it's not going to happen. Okay, but here's a white golf ball that I totally don't want. Yeah, so we had to come down to the creek. I'm kind of sore, but that's fine. Yeah, there's yellow leaves everywhere. A lot of leaves fell, and it's been very windy, so all the leaves are getting blown off the trees, right? Let's go over here to the creek. Oh, yes, it's just... it looks like a river of yellow leaves. Are there any golf balls down there? Hell if I know. We wouldn't be able to see them because they'd be covered with leaves. Oh, there's one white golf ball. Here comes some wind. Is it going to be bad for us or is it just going to be annoying? Let's go down in the creek. Maybe if we get lower, the wind can't get us. I think that's how it works. Yeah, so as I wade through the yellow leaves here, I am seeing the occasional golf ball trying to hide. But doing a poor job of it. I don't see anything interesting. I see here's a couple in the water. White golf ball. I can kind of see him. I don't think it's anything interesting. Did somebody get that pink ball that was up in the little golf ball eating ravine? You must have. I don't see it. Has somebody been down here hunting the golf balls in the same manner that I enjoy?
Yeah.
So it's really windy, and there is somebody mowing up on the golf course or doing some kind of maintenance. There's a machine rolling around. I kind of don't feel like doing this today because I've got art projects on the brain. Shouldn't I be working on some art projects instead of walking around in the creek? Probably. I'm kind of working my way upstream. Why? I don't know. Just walking around for no reason. Ugh. And trying to figure out what I want to eat for lunch today. Because, you know, I think I got a football... I know I have a football game later today. I got two football games, really. Probably I'm only going to be able to see one. And doesn't that mean I should be eating a pie? Delicious, yummy pies while watching football? Well, yeah, that's what it means, but is that what I want? I don't know. I just don't know. I thought of something else. This is unrelated. I'm standing here by this creaky tree, listening to it creak as the wind blows. I think it's trying to talk to me. What's it trying to say? It says, "Tobe, look out." Oh, okay. Fall, smash, crash, boom. Yeah, so I had an idea. And the idea is, well, this pertains to my real estate problem. To what real estate problem? You don't have any real estate problems. No, I mean my clubhouse problem. My venue problem. What the hell is going on out there? You can clearly hear the golf course machine. It's golf coursing. The golfers have... golf, it's coursing through my veins. You know, it's not funny. Right, so as the committee is aware, I've been thinking about trying to find a venue, trying to find some space, trying to find a clubhouse to start some kind of synthesizer club or whatever, right? Well, I had a brilliant idea the other day. I forgot to bring it up. Forgot to mention it a couple of times. And that is this. What about shopping malls? Sounds crazy, right? Shopping malls are dead. Dead, D-E-D, dead. So I was thinking, why not a shopping mall? Now, the shopping mall closest to me isn't quite dead. In fact, it's doing fairly well. All right. I don't know what to do here. I'm turning around. But the shopping mall, the next closest, next nearest shopping mall to me, the one that I grew up near, the one called Crossroads. Crossroads is nothing. It's pretty much abandoned. It's your typical abandoned mall right in the center of town. Wow, listen to that tree creak. Is that coming down? Why does that sound like it's going to fall on my head? There's a white golf ball over here. Is it anything interesting? No. Now this shopping mall, the Crossroads shopping mall, it's in the middle of town. Everybody knows where it is. It's easy to get to. Lots of parking. How much do you think they want for a bay in Crossroads Mall? I'm dying to know. There's some white golf balls in a weird spot. That tree's freaking me out. The sound of that tree is freaking me out. Seems to me like shopping malls, they can't give away square footage, space. Nobody wants that. So I'm thinking, why am I not going to a mall? I should find out who rents this stuff. Who's in charge of Crossroads? And walk in there and go, look, I'm trying to start a clubhouse for my club that I don't even have yet, but I'm starting. That's why I need a clubhouse, to start the club. How much can I afford for a commercial space? $100? You know, and once, if I could just get more club members, we could split the cost. How would you feel about going to a dead shopping mall to see something as cool as, you know, real life synth club? That might be cool.
Ooh, thank you. Now, you might be forgiven for thinking that we have a real live orchestra in the studio. But in actual fact, the symphony you just heard was performed not by an orchestra, but by a simple synthesizer. And the man who programmed it is someone who loves synthesizers so much, he even changed his name to Synthesizer Patel. Hello, Synthesizer Patel.
Hi, Billy.
Now, Synthesizer Patel, synthesizers, they're really taking off now, aren't they?
Oh, yes, Billy. Every pop group wants a synthesizer these days because a synthesizer can reproduce the sound of any instrument, except perhaps for the bassoon. But they're working on that one.
But they can do a lot more than that, can't they?
Oh, certainly. This is something that might interest you.
Thank you. That's amazing.
Ooh. And it comes pretty with a burglar alarm too?
A burglar alarm?
In fact, they all come with burglar alarms these days, you know, because crime's so bloody bad and these bastards, they steal your synthesizers and...
Yes, it's a shame.
Yes, it is a shame.
Beef stroganoff. Beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Kore ga Japanese kabe don.
Kore agemasu.
Arigato. Moratte dou sureba?
どうかしたの？また何か見つけた？カエル。
カエル？そっか、カエルかわいいもんね。
このガマガエルいりますか？
いらないいらない！そのカエル下に置いて！
じゃあ下に置いて、このままアンヨは上手ごっこする。
うわ、待って待って、歩かせないで！向こうに逃がして！
こいつの名前はアブラミナ。
First time somebody has had the flu. Remember when you had to ache? A hot lemon sip will help to stop the sneezing sound. You will have to stay happy. Remember,
worst things happen at sea. Keep dreaming of better days.
There is something in your eye. To yourself, lucky you've not got a bad back. It's pretty sore when you have got a mouthful sack. But you have got to stay happy. Remember,
worst things happen at sea. Keep dreaming of better days. Worst things happen at sea.
Oh, yeah. Had some toy dolls there. Worst things happen at sea. And of course, before that, we did have some craft work. But now I'm back at my house. And see, it's not windy here. I mean, you can kind of hear wind in the trees, but yeah. I'm going into my backyard here because I want to check on the stuff that we did yesterday. What did you do yesterday, Tobwell? Shortly after the dubious goals committee yesterday, the emeritus came over and we did some more work on the deck. Not that it needed more work necessarily, it's just that, you know, raccoons and possums and everybody's getting under the deck. And it's not that that's bad, but somehow from under the deck they are also getting into my house and running around in the walls and doing stuff. Oh, here's some wind. That's nice. So anyway, I'm standing here in my backyard looking at all the stuff that we sort of re-secured yesterday. The raccoons, they pull up the little wire mesh and they can crawl under, and that makes a gateway for everybody else. And so I came in here and I put in some lawn staples into some of this mesh to secure it to the ground, and we took some spare bricks or some like paving stones that I have, and we stacked them around in some other spots up against the base of the deck where they were trying to get in. And yeah, I'm checking these bricks right now and these pavers. Doesn't look like anybody's been trying to move them around. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's not happening. It just means it didn't happen last night. And you know what? I think I'm going to take some of this. Yeah, yummy catnip. Why is this fresh catnip here? I don't know. But we're just going to grab a couple of, what do you call these? Fronds? Yeah, I've got a handful of kitty weed right now. What are you going to do with it, Tub? I don't know. Wait for my cat to wake up. Cat hasn't awakened yet, which means she was probably up all night, which means, I don't know, was she mad at me? Did she run around and do something weird? Did she barf somewhere? Yeah, I haven't poured water this morning at all. It's freaking amazing, considering I did it 1,000 times last night. Anyway, here we go. Back in the garage. Close the garage. Back in the house. Do, 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 do. Oh, yeah. And there she is. Hi, Gooper. And my cat, who was sleeping behind the synthesizer, has now stood up. And now she's scratching her chin. And I'm walking right by. And I'm going to run up into the kitchen here real quick. And we're going to put all this catnip down. Right here. Oh yeah, and my hand now smells super catnippy. And there's the cat. Okay, let's pet the cat's head. What you doing, baby? Hi. Hi, good morning. How are you? Yeah, oh, she can smell it already. Yeah, oh yeah, you like the smell of my hand? What is that smell? It's good. Oh, you like it? You gonna lick my fingers? Oh, it's so delicious. Yeah, it's good, huh? You like it? You like that smell? It's good for kitties, isn't it? It's like Tiger Balm for kitties. Yeah, which is ironic because my cat hates Tiger Balm. She's not a real big fan of white monkey holding peach balm either. Yeah, here she goes, licking my fingers again.
Is it delicious fingers time?
Delicious fingers, gonna lick them up cause we're kitties. Yeah, guess what I found outside? I was out looking at the deck, and I found some kitty dope growing by the air conditioner. You love it. Yeah, rub your face on my hand. So now I have slobbery fingers because my cat is going totally crazy on my hand. What are you doing, Zongler? This Zongle baby gazings. You like it? Oh, it's so good. All right, so the good news is that apparently there's no raccoons getting under my deck lately, tonight, last night. Oh, the fun thing was is I was scared of trapping raccoons under the deck. You like that, Dingins? Are we done? No, you want some more? Now I got to put my hand down. I was afraid of trapping raccoons under the deck, you know, and having them sealed under there. They might have been sleeping under there during the day. And since we were afraid of doing that, we were smart enough to get some firecrackers and light them and then drop them through the cracks in the deck, you know, where the boards don't touch, right? And then they fall under and they go bang, bang, bang. So I got to light off like a 16-pack of inch-and-a-halfers yesterday on my deck. And and the cat is still doing weird stuff. You're a wacky bazongo. You're wacky bazoogers. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Okay, my cat seems to be done. Hi, what's he doing? You want some water? What is this face? This is almost like I'm about to be attacked face. No? Okay. You want some kitty water? Why don't we go in here and do some kitty water while we wrap it up? Yeah, the show's almost over because you've been listening to The Cat Gets a Face of Catnip Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. It's kitty water time and the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Kitty water or not? Come and get the kitty water. It's so good. Do you want me to put some kitty dope in the kitty water? Cat's not thirsty. Okay, see you tomorrow, kids.